Chris Nelson stands on the bank of the Boise River Put-In in his full-body wetsuit. He has flippers on his feet and snorkel gear around his face.
As far as I know, I'm the only nut that swims the whole stretch.
People getting ready to float the river stare. His raft drags behind him as he flip-flops to the water. Nelson has been doing this every summer Sunday for 13 years. He's part of the Boise River Volunteers, a group of residents who for years now have cleaned up trash along the river.
If you find a Rolex, I dropped it last week when I came down here.
I did. I got 10 bucks for it. Thank you.
Nelson finds a lot of strange objects at the bottom of the Boise River, and he tries to return these items to their rightful owner.
What is that?
It's a weight. You know, like a workout weight.
He's found that, a lot of glasses, wallets, a GoPro camera that actually recorded for 25 minutes at the bottom of the river, a laptop, a gun, a two-headed parking meter.
The set of chef knives. Yes, we speculated on how that got in there. We thought possibly a culinary arts student got angry with mom and dad and bagged the class and just tossed the knives in the river. I don't know, but I posted them and nobody ever claimed them, so I use them at home.
With the rest of the Boise volunteer crew on hiatus, Chris Nelson is almost single-handedly cleaning up the river. Nelson drags his little raft onto the beach, 50 pounds of trash weighing it down. He begins sorting, recycling, throwing away, and keeping what he can.
Oh, nice little radio.
Nelson says he'll keep cleaning up the Boise River as long as he can. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray. Dustin Overgaard has this phrase he likes to use a lot.
I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that.
And even though Dustin suffered a traumatic brain injury, he still lives a full life.
There's an inner voice of Dustin that's not satisfied by articulation, you know.
That's Tom Lind, an art teacher at Opportunity Resources Incorporated. ORI is a care facility for the physically challenged, and Tom spends a lot of time with Dustin there.
He's the first one in the morning to knock on my door.
Dustin's life now revolves around his art, and he's good at it. He sold 6 pieces in the last few weeks at over $100 each.
I like creating stuff. And I'm glad it sells.
The kind of round-the-clock care Dustin requires is extensive. He needs help cooking, grocery shopping, going to church, even showering. There is one therapy that is free.
You're listening to KBGA Missoula. I'm DJ.
Dustin calls the DJs at the University of Montana's college radio station often.
My first interaction with him would have to have been on the radio.
That's Clark Grant. He's been talking to Dustin on the radio for more than 3 years now.
I was probably doing some late night shift or something and got 5 or 6 calls from the same phone number with this guy going, hello, and me going, hello.
Dustin always calls with the same request.
I love classical music. I'm not trying to be an old grandpa, I'm just trying to say that I'm not an old grandpa. And I still think that it's good music. My favorite composer is Mozart.
Is a normal guy. He has thoughts on politics and God and love and, you know, everything that everyone has thoughts on.
I'm sorry I had that accident, but that's why I got into this program. I'm glad of that.
His art is displayed on the corner of Ryman and Broadway every first Friday, among others who work with physical challenges. Reporting in Missoula, I'm Jessica Murray.
Every day I'm so glad that I've got this job, because I get to watch dogs play and get to be outside, and it's one of the best things.
The hikes are off-leash. It's 8 to 10 dogs, and once you get to the trailhead, let them all out, and away they go. You know, they stick around pretty good. So.
Yeah, I don't know, it's crazy. It's crazy loading them up in the back of a Subaru, and I'm surprised they can fit still. You gotta kind of find your zen.
This is my calming dog music.
The joke when I first moved back to Missoula was that at the border they'll give you your Nalgene bottle in your Labrador, and I feel like that's true. It seems like everybody's got a yellow lab or black lab or brown lab.
Moose, the chocolate lab. We have been sending them on 2-hour hikes on Monday and Friday and a 1-hour hike on Wednesday.
We have Lexi, Luna, Izzy, Jack, Bo, Bailey, Chago, Trooper, Mac, and Bradley. The dogs are usually all tuckered out and laying up against each other. 10 dogs in the back of a Subaru tend to fall asleep pretty easily, but it's pretty cute to watch them all fall asleep on top of each other.